Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping the weather dry overnight. Some places were clear and with light winds drop back into the middle and upper 30s, and that's where we're starting the day, especially across parts of the higher terrain. However, some locations with a bit of a breeze starting in the 40s and lower 50s early this morning. Either way, we'll have a good amount of sunshine across the board, and it looks like temperatures will climb quickly, whether in the 30s, 40s, or 50s, back through the 50s and 60s by mid-morning, on our way towards 70 by lunchtime. And with abundant sunshine and a developing south wind through the afternoon, high temperatures will be in the middle to upper 70s by the end of the day, with a few spots even touching the 80-degree mark. A large ridge of high pressure not only at the surface but in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will keep any storminess well out to our west today. In fact, it'll keep it dry tonight, and with partly to mostly cloudy skies, it'll be a mild night for this time of year, with most places staying in the upper 40s and lower 50s. This will set us up for another warm day tomorrow with that same ridge hanging on. We'll have sunshine to start the day and a developing southwest wind. As that wind increases, temperatures will surge through the 60s and 70s toward the 80-degree mark, but will also bring in a little bit more moisture in the form of cloud cover. As the next front approaches from the west, it will act on that moisture, producing a few scattered showers and thunderstorms by the end of the day on Tuesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will last overnight Tuesday night, with a few lingering showers into the day on Wednesday as that front passes through. Drier and cooler weather for Wednesday afternoon behind the front. As we go back to some sunshine, highs will stay in the upper 50s and lower 60s. In fact, temperatures will be near 60 with mainly dry weather for the rest of the work week on Thursday and Friday, with a mix of sun and clouds before the next front approaches for the weekend. Out ahead of that front, we'll have sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Saturday, with highs reaching into the mid-60s, and then a good chance at a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm for Easter Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the area of the nation with the most active weather to begin the week will be around Texas. A broad swath of moderate to heavy rainfall is becoming more likely from the Rio Grande Valley to northeastern parts of Texas near Dallas, along and ahead of a slow-moving front. The heavy rainfall is likely tonight and tomorrow as deep moisture from the Gulf of Mexico surges northward and interacts with that frontal boundary. Some areas could get 2 to 4 inches of rainfall out of this system. Severe thunderstorms will also be possible across the same general area, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this region for a slight risk of hail, wind, and potentially even a tornado or two. An additional area of rainfall is expected from central Minnesota to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan as a low pressure center tracks eastward out of the northern plains. Out ahead of this low is also the risk of severe storms for today, including the Chicago area. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy and 39 degrees with a west wind at 52, gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy and 52 degrees, the dew point 28, 40% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, mid-70s. Boston, sunny and breezy in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 49, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.68 inches for the month, which is 71 hundredths of an inch of liquid above normal, and 11.73 inches for the year, which is 2.76 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 182. That's 12 below normal, and 5,370 for the season, which is 697 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 86, set in 1922, and the record low, 21, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:32 p.m., 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, unseasonably warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, unseasonably warm today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and unseasonably warm today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, unseasonably warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, unseasonably warm today, middle to upper 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, unseasonably warm, with a late-day shower or thunderstorm, highs around 80. Scattered showers in the morning Wednesday, then some sunshine coming back, breezy and cooler, near 60. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, near 60. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, breezy and milder, mid-60s. And mostly cloudy with scattered showers on Easter Sunday, perhaps a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.